the reason the devil attacks you with, like, trying to stress you out with stuff and bombard you with news and emails and text and whatever is to try to get you to focus on the cares of this life. See, everything the devil does, it's like multi-level. So he can do two or three. He's trying to stress you out to kill you. But if he can't kill you with stress, what he'll do is try to get you to focus on stuff down here, the cares of this life, right? And so it's a multi-level game from the devil. And it never stops. As long as you're down here, the devil's, everything the Bible says, the devil's trying to use stuff in the natural to fight it. Now, if you're saved, you can see through his games and see past his games, but you still have to stay aware and awake and maybe fast and pray, or, you know, read your Bible every day, talk to people. But the tricks of the devil are manifold, and there's multi-layers. So he might try to stress you out, but he has a threefold game there. One of them's try to stress you out and make you sick. The other one's to get you to focus on things down here instead of things above. And there's more, probably. There's more to it. I'm just throwing that out there while I'm thinking about it. The devil wants to stress you out to get you to focus on the cares of this world instead of trust Jesus and look above, set your affections above. Instead of setting your affections down here, the devil, like the devil wants, you're supposed to set your affections above. So the devil's going to use stress and stuff and material stuff and material possessions to try to get you to focus down here. It's so obvious, not even funny.